This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding here in middle of a very, very big letter. Let's just recap a second. This was in Alxeros Kechavim. He brings the Rashi Prokim that a Kivshenu Shel Olam. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did something exist or come from before? Does the world have a manhig? Was there something that preceded him? And most important, what are the other factors in the world that determine what's going to happen and so on? The Kochav Golgalas. So we're holding on Amud Tuf Pei Dalet. So he has three kitos, three types of people. People who say the world has been eternal and everything basically just is coincidence, happens the way it is. Those who say that there are things like Mazalos and Chachmi Yisrael that say it's only a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kol Eila Shalosh Kitz Maskimim Shekom Asher B'Zeh Olam HaTachtoin Miyois Kol Nefesh Chaya V'Chol Ilan V'Chol Min Eise V'Chol Min Min HaMachzovim HaKoil HaKel Oseu B'Koyach Sheyovoy Min HaGalgal HaMakechovim V'Shekoach HaBorei Tzof B'Tchil HaGalgal HaMakechovim So basically, those three kitas that everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does run things through Kochav and Galgalas. That's the vehicle that he runs things through. And whatever we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things through Malachim, we also ascribe a certain mechanism, and we call that Malachim. The philosophers say it does it through Gargalim Kochavim. They say the Gargalim and Kochavim have a sort of a nefesh, a sort of a consciousness. We call it the verb emesheim. And the Rambam also holds like that. It certainly is something that one can say. And he feels that Arab Chachmei Yisrael also hold like that. I want to add just a point to make it. What nafgemina is it really? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything himself, does everything through Malachim or Galgalim or what have you not. L'may nafkemina, it's basically the same to us. What's the difference if, for instance, in a democracy, we say if you have a Congress and a Senate and an executive branch, so there's more politics, they have to agree with them, they have to agree with them. We understand what that does. But an absolute dictatorship, what's enough community if you have the committee for the enhancement of the country's development and the committee for this and that? It's all puppets. So what's the difference? So I do think nafkemina is like this. How will the things come down to us? Let's give an example. If a person has a huge barrel of, I don't know, like the old-fashioned soda fountains. So he has, I don't know, 100 gallons of soda. But if, let's say, the only bottles that he has are a quart or a pint, everything will have to be multiples of a quart or a pint. It's because that's the medium through which the soda is coming to us. So the same way that, you know, if you have a number system, it means things, let's say, have to be whole numbers. It's going to be either one or two or three. There's nothing in the middle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mahalach of Teva, Malachim, whatever you want to call it, and therefore there are discrete units, so we can have, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does comes through some Mahalach. So just like Teva, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it comes through Teva, so that means it's going to have to take a certain form. It's going to have to be either this or this or this. So if Lamashal, if a person has to get very quickly from place A to place B, so there HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make the flight happen immediately. I can make this, I can make that. The one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do is provide a flying carpet. That's not part of the units that exist in the world, and therefore it's not going to happen that way. A person who's not well and he needs a refuah, it will happen in certain ways. Either or. That's the norm. V'chol eila shalosh kita shal v'sof shom shakal l'galgal kom yasa yom shiz yor kechvim ne'odam min amuroz u'mikra ve'en l'ilo l'mala. So all of these philosophers that say that everything comes to galgal kom, when something happens to a person, they say it is coincidence. V'lo yolo lo molod v'lo teva v'lo shana etzlam ze'ish etrofa arish kesheh pagaboy. As after Tefach has told, there's no difference in a person that was eaten by a lion or a mouse eaten by a cat. Both of them were caught by the cat at the wrong time, wrong place. Or a fly eaten by a spider. It's no different a person that's killed by a mound, or a stone that fell down and broke a tree, or even a cheres v'nishbaro. The same thing is true. People who fight with each other, wars, the way animals would fight over carcass, and no reason, no rhyme. Let's say everything works by chance and is zero cause to it. Whether a person or an animal or a tree, everything's a mikra. What they do subscribe to is they say the existence of the world comes from the kochavim, which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is plugged in at creation, but that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a factor in the running of the world. It's very, very interesting. The Rambam, when he, his primary argument for the existence of a creator is not the creation of the world, it is the ongoing dynamics of the world. And as the Rambam understood that a world that keeps its motion constantly must have a force driving it. And that was the Aristotelian physics. And therefore, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the reason, Rambam could have said the same exact proof with how the world existed. I think the reason is he wanted to bring down the Ribbono Shel Olam into the ongoing mahalach of the world, not just creation, but what was important to him was the ongoing hashgacha. That's much more important to him. The baladas ha'emes, we believe that whatever happens to a person is not a mikra, but it's mishpat. Everything is an interaction, Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. And by the way, very clear in the Rambam that there's a difference between a stone falling down and breaking a tree or a person. The Hashgacha talks about human beings, not about inanimate things.
So there's no hashgacha in a stone falling on a tree?
So the short answer is yes, but there's a very long answer. What I mean to say is, it really depends what we mean by hashgacha. If hashgacha means a purposeful act or an act that's purposeful within itself, the answer is yes. There is no the Avram Fried song about a caterpillar needed a nap, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had the thing drive by and with covered with a leaf. That is nonsense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no hashgacha for caterpillars in this world. Sorry, old caterpillars. There is no personal hashgacha. But the one thing is, since the whole world's ecology is tied, so it may be that if this caterpillar got a good night's sleep, so now it ate up leaves and it destroyed a tree. And this tree being destroyed was pivotal in a certain farmer losing his income. The world has so many pieces to it that one can say there is a reason for it. Now, let's go back to something. The question, does a Kadosh Baruch Hu sit and personally pat each caterpillar on the back and push him where he should go, versus a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism that sort of internally tells caterpillars what to do? That's a nonsense question. It really has no shaykhis. It's a meaningless question in a certain sense. What we can ask ourselves is, what are we to make of a caterpillar sort of straggling along the road and climbing up a tree? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's world of Teva. The Teva is caterpillars are born, caterpillars eat, caterpillars have a sense how to get to places. That's what we see in it. Zehu. We don't have to see more in it. In a human being, you have to see a lot more than that. And what is the how does the mechanism of internal nature work? Does it work in itself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, or it works and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it? It's really, really it's a meaningless question. There's no enough gemina. So when made the question it leads to nothing and it tells me nothing. I think I once told you, Ramay Shapiro told me that he had a friend of his, he told us the name also actually, a few years older than Ramay Shapiro, but this friend was kind of very, very aggressive in learning, and they were little kids, they were 15 years old, and he came up with a shtickel Torah, with a chakira, and he said, oh, we're going to the Chasnish with this chakira. So the two 15-year-olds go to Chasnish's house, and they're, and this fellow tells him very animated, so is this this or is this this? So Chasnish smiles and asks him, what nafkamina is there if it's this or this? So the kid answered, very typically, nafkamina if you know how to learn or not. That was the, so Chasnish smiled and patted him on his cheek and said, my dear young boy, keep asking questions that have no meaning and you shall grow up to be a very fine Amaretz. The truth is, we're talking about immature kids. An adult can ask a question. Sometimes I don't have an exact nafkamina, but structurally it's a sound question. This halacha stems from this point or this point. If those two points are logical points, and structurally I can identify different parts to it, then is the Adam signing on the get? Is that because it's a sort of a testimony on the get? Or is it because it has nothing to do with testimony, it just, that's how the Torah set up a get? That's a reasonable question. And even if I can't think at this minute of an afkamina, it's a logical question. Or I can ask a question where I can say, it may not be structurally intuitive, but at least I can show an afkamina to say, is it this or is it this? But if neither of the two are true, then the question is, it's like asking, is this pen on top of the table, or is the table under the pen? It's nonsense. Okay, so he says, Valdovazir's Torah Ira, and she kept telling Klal Yisrael, Eloi Tishmuli, V'avi Eschem, Alechem Puranis. In Torah Yisrael, any Yisurin shall, I just need to take this, I'm sorry. Hello? Yeah. Right. Right. Hard to tell. I don't know. Has the blood work came back? Was that anything significant? Yeah, but I did more blood work. I mean, on 2 days ago, three. It was on Friday, I think. In Quest, in. Sorry, another minute. It's a doctor. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, you gave me something. I don't know what it was. I think so. No, I think I kept your instructions till the end. I think you just took it off. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hard for me to tell. I don't feel up to par, but I can't tell you that it's that. I don't know. Right. Yes, that's it. Yes. Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay, and then if the blood work will change it or not? No. Okay, great. Right. Okay, thank you very, very much. Right. Okay, thank you so much. Bye. So I was a doctor. I had 2 or 3 years ago. I had myocarditis. That's a big, I don't want to say pain in the neck, but pain in the heart. And I didn't feel well again. So so I went again. So I'd have a lot of premature beats, but nothing else is wrong. So I was trying to figure out what it is. That's all. Okay. So he says like this, we hold everything has a Siba. And there is nothing that is without mishpat. While Dovazi, he's here at Torah Ve'ida V'amli Yisrael, Im Loitishmuli V'Ovei Lechem Peronis, Im Torah Ve'Ezer Peronis, Eini Yisrael Shachataschem, Alekeri Mo'er, Misham Mo'er, She'iru, Bekeri, Ani Oysa Lechem Oysa Keri. Say, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep increasing the dose. Zeshkasa V'im Tachem V'Keri V'Achem 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 V'Keri, Zeu Ikedas Mo'ifabeinu, She'kol Ha'mo'eroi, She'ye'oru L'Bnei Odom, Dinu mishpat, v'chein amar chacham ein misa b'leichet v'yisurim le'aved. So this is a cornerstone of emuna. Udura b'yisay she'ika mikri das v'shabeinu v'gam filosofim kula moedim boy she'kol ma'isim le'odim masalahem ve'ein shem le'moshe v'lo kofer. Another very important fundamental is we have choice, And if we want to be Eved Hashem, be a chacham v'yeshiv beis emed v'shiyase. V'mir tzalech zatzaz Hashem lorotzim ganovim litzvim chatoim v'nerafim yase. Be'ein shom teva v'lomolo tshemotzim lechom v'chayle. This is almost a corollary. If we're telling me that things happen because the Kashbrach has hashkachat us, it's got to mean that we have the ability to change. What's the point of, you know, I can keep whipping a blind person, he's still going to be blind. It doesn't make a difference. So if a person has an inborn need to do averis, he's going to keep doing averis. What do I gain over here? And this is something that we have, I have rayas for it, and it's I have rayas in the Mishnayos and rayas in Seichel and so on. Again, it's machalik between behemoths and people. Nimtzu dvarim elu shalosh machlokes. Ketzad. Agatz mechos sheruvein is a bursi, ve'ani umeisa banim b'chayo. So Ruvein works leather factory, and he is poor, and his children died. Shimon Basam, Shimon works perfumes. Usher is wealthy, very bonafide fun of. Game up philosoph calls it carry. That's the way it is. You know, you roll the dice, and sometimes you get, you know, many in a row, sometimes you don't. So philosophers say it's a roll of the dice, and that's it. They say that, and he has harsher words for it. This is the nonsense you subscribe to, the people are writing this letter. It's not a coincidence. That is exactly what the stars dictated. The stars are a force, and they dictated. Both of them are nonsense. Divit singer shekem neadas. What the gnimim say is wrong because it's illogical. Shekol oisin avolim sheomru kvar bitloisin adas berayas berus. Then it's nonsense, and we have plenty of rayas against it. Vegam heim shekets them and say nimi pnei kabbalas adas. And besides it being nonsense logically, we also believe that it's, I mean, Yiddishkei says nonsense. If everything is dictated from somewhere else, what's the point of it all? So the reason why I get up late is because that's how much stars have made me. Yes, al shadas natals tibrayim. So in a certain sense, these tipshim are a greater problem mitzad emuna than mitzad logic. What do we believe in? Chala on a same chubaholchim. He shana oimim shazeruvim v'shimin ain shem dover shemoishav zelius basim v'oshav zeis bezivane. There's nothing inherent that must be that way. It could be the opposite. But the philosopher says it's by a roll of dice. All of it has some sort of mahalach of dinah mishpat. But we don't have a thorough understanding of the details. So why is Ruvain has this and this, but is lacking this and this? Shimon has this and that, but is lacking this. We don't know everything. We don't. It doesn't mean when we say that it has rhyme and reason and ashkacha, it does not mean that we can sort of map it out and have it to us. The one thing we need to know is if Shimon does a virus, bad things will happen to him. And if Ruvain does tshuva, things will go well. And he'll have children and person will protest and say, well, many people have tried to, you know, to do good and it hasn't been seen. It's not a raya. Maybe that avera is going, or yesur linchol dovashu. This is very fascinating because the Rambam seems to deny it in Mor Nevuchim, but over here he does say it. So I think he on the bottom says, Oi means there are shittas that hold like that. Ram himself doesn't hold like that. We don't know how the dinim are. We know it is din. We know that it should spur us to do good, but not more than, but more than that, we don't possibly know. So I said that the stargazing stuff, the astrology, is nonsense. And I know you're going to find on the Omrim in the Gemara and Chazal that say it does work, that there is significance. Don't take it as a problem. It is not the derech that a person should leave Allah l'maisa and get involved in having mitzvah gemara. V'chein ein royal adam l'neich dvarim shal das v'shakras amsu b'rayis v'na akap of them v'yitav d'v'yach m'chachamim. And in the same way, to take something that we hold to be the das of rov chachamim, and this is the ikar halacha, and to try and to worry about das yochid, you don't have to worry. It could be that they're wrong. So, by the way, I just want to make it clear. Meisler makes this point also, and I think it's an important point. When we speak about chachamim being right or wrong, so there's a big difference between a stama b'shmeitzer. In other words, what is accepted by in Torah Shabbal Peh as halacha, as a yesod, in Amun and Ashkafa, is something that we cannot deny. If there's a das yochid, a mandioma, that we don't pass like, or like the Rambam holds on a gadat that we don't pass like him, one does not have to subscribe to it. The din of that dirich hachamim, the infallibility of Chacham, are in the Stam and the Shmaitzer. In Divrei Chacham that we have as a Mesoris, there are many, many Das Yochids, and we consider them Torah, we consider them Chachma, but a person, that's the Ram Shit, needs to subscribe to what he holds as the Das of Chazal. And any one Yochid that's brought is not a Das of Chazal, unless it's a Stam a Halacha. Oi, another sheyesh pa oisin advarim remes. Those things have a remes to themselves. They mean it. They mean to imply something else. They don't mean it kipshuto. Oh yeah, mar l'fisha meishar l'fanav. What I said in a very specific incident. Haloteidu says, I'll bring a raya shekam sukim at Torah kodesh eni kipshotam. There are sukim in the Torah that don't mean what they said literally. The Targum, and this is talking about all of the inyanim like of Hakshama, wherever the Torah mentions Akash Bo's hands or eyes or presence, the Targum teaches the Pasuk as being a metaphor, because you can't teach it. The Rabbi Sadigon says the same guideline. We take Torah Kipshuto, except Rabbi Sadigon has four cases where you can't. So the same thing, instead of it's true arpas, it's true bagarata. If kochav mazolos cannot be kipshuto, the Chazal meant something else. Ula olam al yashtich adam daita achrav. A person should not discard his das. Sheinayim lefanim heim lo la'ocha. A person's eyes should be looking ahead and not backwards. Okay, agadachem has called libi b'davazeh. Very, very strong piece. Okay, we're going to hold it here. He has another small piece here about Iske Mashiach. There's another letter from Chachmei Luniel with some points that are worth looking into. I also, maybe after this, we'll see. There's some tshuvas of his that are of interest, a few of them. And then maybe we'll try to do more. I'll see. We'll. Now, next week, I have to start a little earlier. Is it possible, like 7-ish? Is that a good time for you, or what's it?
I have a dinner. It was the earliest, even better. But
okay, because I have graduation next week, so I need to.
I'm putting the kids to sleep before this usually, so I might come late. I'm usually putting the kids to sleep before this, so I might come late. But that's fine to start without me.
You can't explain to the kids that they need to go to sleep early this week.
We'll do our best. We'll see if they cooperate.
Okay. So and then I think it might be the last week because then. I'll see. Next week, I can do it earlier. And then the week after, we'll see. We'll play it week by week. It'll be a little bit touch and go now. Okay. Let's say it again. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.